Michigan Democratic Party chairperson Mark Brewer. Mark, how are you?
Doing fine, Tony. Good morning.
Now, it sounds like the Republicans are picking on you poor Democrats. And a story that I saw in this morning's Detroit Free Press, bottom full front page, written by Kathleen Gray and David Jesse. Let me read a couple of lines here. Some Democrats have put together a fairly organized effort to get Democrats to vote for Santorum or Ron Paul to rob Romney of the victory. On Monday, the Santorum campaign sent electronic phone calls urging Democrats to vote for him. Romney called the effort a dirty trick done by a desperate campaign. Other Romney supporters call the robocall pathetic. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, Mitt Romney is the biggest hypocrite here, Tony. Mitt Romney himself has crossed over and voted in Democratic primaries for what he regarded as the weakest Democratic candidate. So anything out of the Romney camp is pure hypocrisy. State Party didn't have anything to do with these efforts. But I think the real story here, Tony, is how weak Mitt Romney is, that he had to worry about the fact that some Democrats may cross over. And he barely won here yesterday, Tony, against a very poor candidate. I mean, Santorum, this state was ready for the taking. But Santorum was such a poor candidate. Terrible debate performance last week. Lots of verbal gaffes. He really blew it here yesterday. He could have beat Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney is just so weak.
We had Ed Sarpolis of Target Insight on the program this morning, and he said that number, Democrats crossing over to vote for Republican candidates, was just so small it's almost insignificant. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, again, this is much ado about nothing, and it's all a smokescreen by the Romney folks. I mean, look, Romney had all the advantages here, Tony. Name recognition, money, endorsement from everybody, organization on the ground. I mean, he probably spent $6 million here, and he barely wins his home state. So this is just a big effort by Mitt Romney to disguise and camouflage his weaknesses. He barely got out of here yesterday against a very weak candidate. That's what's really going on.
Well, bottom line, though, he got the W.
He got the W, but he may not even get all the delegates. Tony, it's possible, based on the returns last night, that Rick Santorum will actually get more delegates than Mitt Romney. And, of course, this thing now is going to continue. Yesterday was supposed to be the coronation, the anointment of Mitt Romney. This primary was set up by the Republican leadership in this state to coronate Mitt Romney. That is not what happened yesterday. He barely got out of here with a W.
I feel like I'm the name dropper from Saturday Night Live, as we just had Pete Hoekstra and Randy Heckman on the program this morning. They both said that whoever the Republican candidate is, they can beat Barack Obama.
That's highly dubious, particularly coming from somebody like Pete Hoekstra. He's not exactly the person I would take campaign advice, given his disastrous Super Bowl ad, which cost him a lot of support in the polls. And he quickly pulled off the air because it was so racially offensive and insensitive. So I'm not going to take campaign advice, nor will anybody, I think, from Pete Hoekstra. The president's going to run very strong here. His support of the auto rescue is a huge defining difference between him and whoever the Republicans run. It's a big problem for Mitt Romney. Comes into the state, doubles down in his opposition to that very successful auto rescue. Now, the president's got a great record here. We're not going to take anything for granted come the fall. But we're looking forward to a great general election, and I feel pretty good about the president's chances of winning Michigan in the fall.
Can the Democrats make any inroads in the Michigan Senate or the Michigan House?
Well, of course, the Senate's not up, but we'll worry about that at 2:14.
Mm-hmm.
We can make inroads in the House. I mean, the terrible cuts to public education that were enacted last year, you know, the tax cuts for the corporations in this state, but then raising taxes on seniors in the middle class, very unpopular with the voters. And the Republicans in the state legislature are going to pay the price for that come this fall.
But we have a balanced budget here in the state. The credit rating is improving. It looks like things are getting better for Michigan.
Balanced on the backs of senior citizens and the middle class, Tony. Well, there was a $2 billion tax cut for the big banks, the big corporations, the wealthy CEOs in the state. That has not said well. Talk to seniors now who just saw their tax bills go up. Talk to people with kids in public schools who are seeing huge increases in class sizes, teachers being laid off. There's a lot of dissatisfaction out there with the choices that were made last year. We did not have shared sacrifice. The middle class, the seniors in this state, bore the brunt of the sacrifice, and they're going to tell the Republican legislature this fall, that was the wrong direction to go.
All right, Mark, before we let you go, what's next on your agenda?
Well, we got our own caucuses coming up on May 5th, which is the process by which we will select our delegates to the national convention. We've got our endorsement convention in about a week where we're going to endorse candidates for the Michigan Supreme Court and the education boards. So we've been very, very busy. There were 100 house parties around the state last night, Tony, on behalf of President Obama. So we've been doing a lot of organizing work while this chaotic Republican primary process goes on.
All right. We'll talk again before May 5th. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Tony.